Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Friday edition of the morning show. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
What was that?
Good morning.
That was real emotion.
It was real.
It's Friday morning. I haven't had breakfast, and I'm struggling.
We do real radio around here.
We
that
do.
Was all right.
Nothing fake about that.
Somebody's got to represent the real out there. The people feel it that way. Melissa
Hello,
just
I'm
did
here
it.
Today.
Yep. Melissa just did it. Our head of production, our co-host Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio joining us. A Friday edition of the show. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're gonna have some fun today, and we kick things off with our great friend Brittany Merlot. Brittany, we're getting ready for the first day of autumn.
I know, isn't that crazy? It's the last weekend of summer. Oh my gosh.
and you know, I don't know if this happens every year and I just don't recognize it or notice it or remember it or anything, but it seems like Mother Nature's playing along this year. Like we're getting these 80 degree temperatures, and then Saturday and Sunday gets a little bit, and then Monday, right away Monday, down to 60. Like, hey, I said it was fall. We're going. We're doing this. It seems like she's being very strict about it this year.
Isn't that awesome? She is on cue.
She is.
All the complaints.
Nice. Well said.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, she's playing along. We like it. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to soak up that sunshine today. I know there's still a few clouds, some misty conditions into central Wisconsin, but the sun is working really hard to burn right through that. And all of these clouds are going to be pushing off to the east and leaving us alone for another bright, beautiful day. So highs today reaching about 81. We'll have some feisty winds out of the west, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, but it'll be refreshing with highs in the 80s. And then tonight, we stay clear. A little bit of patchy fog is possible tomorrow morning, but another sunny, summery day. We warm up a little bit. Yeah, isn't it great? We warm up for the last day into those mid-80s, and then everything changes. So Mother Nature sends us a pretty big system, one that we usually talk about with snow. So it's that Colorado low that brings a good, decent storm. Well, the good news is it's sliding a little bit more to the south as we get closer and closer to it. So I think we'll see some rain tomorrow night through the overnight and potentially into a good chunk of our Sunday. But it does want to kick out, at least for us up north, by Sunday night, leaving us with a beautiful Monday, actually some sunshine and highs in those upper 60s. So yes, upper 60s by Sunday, Monday, and that even continues into Tuesday. But I think the dreary, dark, damp weather on Sunday clears out quicker than we were thinking, and we'll have a nice, beautiful Monday while the southern part of the state gets soaked.
Well,
nice.
You know, we can take that.
I'll take it.
Very good. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us all week long. Enjoy the autumn equinox this Sunday, and we'll get together on Monday, all right?
Sounds good. I'll talk to you in fall, y'all.
Thanks, Brittany.
Nice.
Thanks, Britt. Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning in this time slot. Appreciate her. We got good things coming up, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Looking forward to not only celebrating today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. After that, we'll have a news break, and then we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
We have a very fun theme song today that we'll be playing for you. It's a TV theme song. You get it right, which I believe you guys are going to. And you'll win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yes.
That is two kids' meals. That's two adults' meals. Free Culver's.
Yeah.
I want that right now.
Oh, apparently she's hungry. She did say she didn't have a breakfast. we had a weird moment last Friday, Melissa. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, that's right.
We were very close to being shut out on the star of the day, and that was weird. That was very strange.
Very weird. Hasn't happened to me in a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. I shouldn't do this because now it's going to happen. I would be shocked if we get shut out today.
Okay.
I'd be shocked.
All right.
I purposely picked one that not only plays in historically for today, but also is pretty well known, especially
good.
In this world. So after that, we're going to get into some fun stuff. We've got the how much the average parent gets me time, how much me time the average parent gets.
Ooh.
10 mispronounced words that make us sound silly or just a day in the life of me. half a Gen Zers wish TikTok hadn't been invented.
Whoa,
that's interesting.
Interesting.
All that coming up, and then the 9 o'clock hour we kick off with some entertainment news. Hallmark's countdown to Christmas is coming.
Already,
we're going to talk about
Jingle Bells.
Have reality shows gone too far? America has voted. We'll find out what they have to say. We'll also get into what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend, and a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour. Now, I don't know if we'll have, I believe we'll have time for this year's Toy Hall of Fame. We cover
oh,
this.
Oh, yes, every year.
We cover this better than most.
Yeah, I think so.
This goes
We're
back
very good
to
at this.
Yeah, Carl and I taking the show over.
Very
and,
nice.
And the inmates running the asylum and all of that. We felt this was newsworthy. And who covers the Toy Hall of Fame better than us here at the morning show?
That's right.
Nobody. No one. And people born before 2000 are sharing their, quote, trivial skills that nobody uses anymore.
Rotary dial skills. Yeah. I have the best.
Oh, nice one. That's a great reference. Good reference.
One of my children, we were watching something, an old movie or something, and they did a dial phone, and they're like, I don't get that. How did that work? I just don't understand how those rotary phones worked.
I want to say it's about 5 or 6 years ago, we discovered this at Second City with the improv, where we would do phone conversations or anything. We did the typical phone thing,
yep.
And the person that you're doing the scene with doesn't pick up on it, and the scene is dead. Like, dies right there because they don't know that you're trying to talk
on the phone thing, yeah.
They're asking, almost breaking character, like, why are you talking to your finger? Why are you doing that?
Is your pinky special here? What's going on?
And so
what's the circle thing you're doing with your other hand? Is this like some voodoo? What are you doing?
Are you Dr. Strange? What is this? So the students actually taught Brian and I what they do now, and it's basically just putting their hand to their face.
Oh, just like that, like just a cell phone. Okay.
A flat palm right to their face, similar to what we do with the fingers, but they just don't do the whole finger thing, which, let's be honest, what were we thinking?
Really doesn't look like a phone.
It doesn't, no. It looks like, if you got big hands like me, it just looks like I'm doing hang ten.
Yeah,
all it does.
Rocking, dude.
I don't know that was ever supposed, should have really been good for a phone, but.
I don't know. I will use that for a phone for the rest of my life.
Yes. Oh, I still do. I just did it just now.
You did, without thinking, you just do it.
But I do want to dive into the first day of fall coming up on Sunday. Of course, we don't have a show on Sunday, and Monday it'll be too late. So I want to, and I love autumn, and I know I'm not alone. In fact, when you look at people in the rankings of seasons, fall tends to be number one, if not number two, usually in those rankings. Whatever time of year you ask, and it's one of those fun seasons too. I think, and I don't know many people that I don't know if actually I've ever heard somebody say they hate fall. I think it's the only season I've never heard somebody necessarily say that.
Hate fall.
Now, I'm sure that exists out there, but we're going a different direction to kick off the show, because I want to know, what are your favorite things about autumn? What are your favorite things? I want to hear from you two. I want to hear from all of you out there in the audience, 715-424-2600. You can just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. What is your favorite thing about fall? Is it the cooler temps, like Brittany was talking about? We're getting in sweater weather and all that. And you get to finally pull out those long sleeves. Is it the changing of the colors of the trees and everything? Seth, for you, off the top of your head, and I know I'm putting you guys on the spot on purpose here. What is
this is a hard one.
Is it?
You know, and it's because I'm kind of standalone on this one, especially with present company. it's the sudden proliferation of candy corn. Because I love candy corn. So many people, for some reason, rag on it.
Killing me,
I'm literally killing Melissa there. So,
oh, that was great. That was good. That's a good one. Melissa,
I love it.
Does anything come to mind for you?
Not candy corn.
made it abundantly clear.
I do love the change of weather, to be able to pull out, as you said, the sweaters, the long pants, the comfy clothes, as I like to call them.
Yes.
And being able to pile more blankets on me in bed at night.
Oh, I forget
Seriously?
About that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I love that.
I like to have...
And then also the foods. It's harvest season. There's so wonderful, fresh foods that are only in season now, you know?
Very true.
I had to grow all summer. Squash. I can't wait to make
squash is delicious. Yep. Love squash.
Acorn squash. I saw a recipe that had like pecans in the butter and you bake it. Oh, I can't wait to do that.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Mm. Oh my god,
being really able good. To turn my oven on would be real nice. Weather. Thanks.
Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show. What's your favorite parts of autumn?
Okay, two things. One, my body temperature runs hot, so I am so excited about the cooler temperatures.
That's a good one.
Fall is my favorite, easily, hands down, no contender, really. But my favorite thing, I'm going to piggyback on Melissa. It's food, and the reason for it is soups and stews. It's soup season, guys. It's going to be soup season.
So excited.
That was real excitement about soup. I've not heard that in a long time.
I can't say I've heard that one.
I love soup. I love soup. I love making soup. Soup is my passion, Seth.
Okay, wow.
She makes amazing soup. If you've never had the pleasure of tasting it,
I have not. Now I'm excited. I want to try some soup, man. Yeah.
I mean, the way she's talking.
We may need to have a soup off at the station, guys.
Ooh. Oh, I think so.
Oh, I would participate in that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good. Thank you, Laura. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
See you soon. that was good. That was good.
Yep.
So you actually hit on something there, Melissa, that I thought I was kind of – I don't hear a lot of people bring up the food. So you guys bringing up food is really interesting to me, I think, because I immediately thought of pumpkin pie and a lot of that. And I thought I only did because I can't eat right now. I am on a liquid diet all week.
Ugh.
I haven't had coffee since Monday.
That does mean you could have soup, James.
Yeah, it does. It also means I can go insane. I have lost my dang mind.
Oh, no.
I have not been sleeping. No. I am starving and everything. I had mac and cheese last night. It's the first like really solid kind of food I've had all week. It was the greatest food I've ever had in my life. I did not know.
Because the poor man can't eat mashed potatoes because he hates them.
I will now. I will eat all food now.
Wow.
I will eat all food now. I don't care what it is.
Changed his perspective completely. Wow.
I had no idea how much I missed food. Do something right now, everybody. Go to your refrigerator and tell it how much you love it.
Give it a hug.
Give it a hug.
Give your fridge a hug.
We don't tell food enough how much we appreciate it. I'm looking forward to pumpkin pie, a lot of the foods you guys are saying.
Yeah.
The cooler weather is good one. I think that the fashion is better in fall.
There's a lot more you can do with layers.
Absolutely. Fire pits, that's a good one.
There's nothing wrong with fires in the summer, you know. It's not as nice because it's hotter out, of course. But yeah, it's better in the fall.
And I do think that there's also, whether it's subconscious or we feel it or not, we all know that winter is coming. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of, even though the temperatures aren't, you know, 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. we're still getting out as much as we can. We still want to enjoy being outdoors as much as we can. And I think one of the things that we do really good here in the Midwest, better than anybody, is appreciating nature and really taking nature in.
So beautiful around here.
You're going to see on your social media accounts billions of pictures of the trees changing colors and everything. And while we do this stuff every year, and for some people it may seem old and some of that, every year we appreciate nature. Every year we're taking it in and we're appreciating Mother Nature.
I've been thinking about it. Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. I don't know that they do. They have a chance to do that in other parts of the world. I know out east they do a pretty darn good job of it. But I don't know. I think we do a better job here in the Midwest.
We do. We're so much cooler.
I have to bring up, since you mentioned fire pits and cooler weather, you guys, this year I want to try savory s'mores.
Ooh. Savory s'mores, huh?
Yeah. Think spicy salami s'mores.
Ooh.
So,
I'm intrigued.
Cracker with some salami and some melty cheese and olives on there.
Oh, I see what you're... Okay.
Cheese and bacon s'mores.
Ooh, cheese and bacon.
Melty cheese and bacon.
Sold them.
Like a pork pie.
God, am I hungry. I'm so hungry.
Sorry, James. Sorry.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing right now. I want it all. All of it. Give it to me all
at once.
Make
it worse.
Looking at your fall color report as we go to break, looks like Rapids area is still about at 5%, but that'll be changing over the weekend as they are predicting.
Yeah.
Door County at 20% there. Wausau, Marshfield, Stevens Point all around 0 or 5%. So just getting there.
Just starting up. Yep.
We'll keep doing this fall report all autumn long. Looking forward to it. We'll we'll be back with the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. Now I'm thinking about their food.
Yeah, now you're thinking about Force Food. You just can't get away from it.
Food's so good. We'll be back after more with more morning show here at WFHR. You heard the Fab Four. You know what time it is. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate our good friends over at El Cafe and all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And not just Friday. Nope. Saturday and Sunday this week. We get to get them all in. Visit our friends at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Stop on over there. Check out their great menu. And keep in mind, they got an express menu that is pretty cool over there.
Yeah, it just came out.
Ooh, that's cool.
It's a really smart idea.
Very smart. Man, they're good over there.
You know, breakfast and lunch burritos, wraps there, things that you can make quick and a great price for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
They got such great deals, good ideas over there. And one of the most original menus you're going to find in the whole area.
Telling you.
And among all that, the greatest thing about them, the people.
Yep.
Head on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us over at here at WFHR. And a big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. We have a lot of fun with this one. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. You can go ahead and get them to us at info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff that way. And, of course, you can hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on WFHR or WIRI's Facebook pages, and call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600, or one button dialing with the Civic Media app, which you're going to want for not only Star of the Day, but also this amazing contest we have going on.
That's right.
Yeah, more on that later.
You better have it now.
Melissa and I had somebody call in the other day, Seth. It was great.
Very nice.
Keep those calls coming, everybody. Mm-hmm. We love you celebrating. And the only thing better than getting to announce your birthdays is you announcing your birthdays.
Yeah.
So with 3 days here, I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
Two.
All right. Gives us that one. And Melissa, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that one. And we have
in her voice.
We have just one headline, one in under the spotlight for Sunday. So we've got that one covered already.
So no fights. Oh, good.
So taking a look at Friday's birthdays, we wish a very happy birthday to Heidi Ganch.
Happy birthday, Heidi.
Enjoy your day, Heidi. Hope it's a great one. Always like the name Heidi. It's a good name. It's a good name.
And now that you mention that, I have to throw out there an honorary birthday for my sister and former sister-in-law, also named Heidi.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Heidi.
Very nice.
That covered the base. Yeah.
Not bad.
Both Heidis. Happy birthdays to both of you. And to our qualifier today, happy birthday to Mary Austin.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Mary, wishing you a great day. Hope it's a good one for you. Happy birthday to you. And on Saturday, we take a look and we wish a happy birthday to Carol Liska.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Enjoy your day, Carol. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our a happy fifth anniversary to our qualifiers, Brian and Jennifer Ratke.
Oh, Brian and Jennifer.
Happy five. Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Happy number five, you two.
Yep.
And on Sunday, we wish another happy anniversary to Joel and Nick Emery, our qualifiers.
Joel and Nikki.
There you go. Happy anniversary to you two, Joel and Nikki. Enjoy your anniversary. Thank you again to everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. We take a look at our celebrity list real quick. First up on the list for today, Philip Phillips is 34. I would be so angry at my parents.
I know. Why would you do that?
I believe that is his real name, too.
I think it is. Like, I think you're right, yeah.
I mean, did you just phone it in? Did you put any thought into this one, guys?
It could be a family name.
It could be.
No better time to break it.
Because if that's a family name, that's a family with a weird sense of humor. I wonder if he ever went bad. Nice. Well done. I wonder if he ever goes by Phil Phillips.
Just Phil. I think he probably does. I hope his middle initial isn't P.
The great John Bethrell is 48. Shane on The Walking Dead. Frank Castle in The Punisher. Fantastic actor and a really good interviewer. He has a podcast, one of those, you know, like everybody does.
Everybody does.
And it's very popular. I've watched a couple episodes. Great interviewer. Really good interviewer.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
Really interesting guy, too. I'd like to interview him.
He's fascinating.
He's a really good actor, too. Man, is he good. Gunner and Matthew Nelson is 57. I got to interview one of them.
You did? Was it Gunner? That's the one you got to interview?
Both of them great guys, though. Mm-hmm. But really good guys. Gunner couldn't have been a cooler guy. Couldn't have been more laid back. How long you need me, man? Like, how long? How many questions you got and all that? Like, just couldn't be more giving with his time. We really enjoyed them when they came to town here.
It was a couple years ago now. Special, yes, it was. Know. Yeah.
Let's see here. Also wishing happy birthday to, George R.R. Martin is 76 today. But don't be... Look, don't wait for that 77th birthday. It's never coming. I don't know.
You gotta make the joke.
I don't know how many people get that. I don't even know if it was a good joke, but I had to try.
Sorry. He did it to himself. Come on.
Exactly. He did it to himself. My sister has completely given up. Like,
yeah.
She's like, he's not coming out with it. She was so like heartbroken when she was telling me this, too. She's been waiting for years, and I know she's
not the only one.
A lot of people have been.
I never got into that series, and I'm so glad.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
You guys are. I went through a big chunk of it, and then I got. I just couldn't. Even before all this, long time ago, I was like, I'm done. I just.
I couldn't get past the first three chapters in the book.
I can understand why.
Yep.
Thank you.
Wonderful character actor. Gary Cole is 68 today.
Oh, my gosh.
Kent on Veep. Andrew on Entourage. But, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday if you can. He's so good in the Office Space.
He just appears in everything. You just wait. He'll pop up in your favorite show.
Great actor.
He'll be in your movie. Yep.
That's not the same actor, but this is my favorite. I love Office Space. I love that movie.
But that's always what I think of when I talk about when you hear Office Space.
The great Stephen Root. Now, maybe the greatest character actor of all time.
He's up there, man.
I might stand on that one. I don't know. The wonderful Sophia Loren is 90 today. Legendary Italian actress.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Good for her.
One of the greats. You go back, you watch some of her movies and everything, and you say, oh, this is amazing. One of the wonderful actress and everything. And then you see her in Grumpier Old Men, and you realize this woman's prime has lasted like six decades.
Amazing.
Certainly, yes. You're going to hear a lot of people, if you hear her talk about her today, they're going to talk about her beauty. And yes, incredibly beautiful.
Right.
But she's even more talented. Yeah. Like, just a great actor. Great actor.
You can't hide it for that long and be as successful as she was. Sorry.
Yeah. And Anna Mira would have been celebrating a birthday today. Jerry Stiller's wife, Ben Stiller's mom. Of course, Jerry and Anna, a wonderful tag team comedy.
Stiller and Mira, yes.
Stiller and Mira.
Yes.
Just a great tag team.
I love that one of their bits. Just Jerry opened it up with, I hate you.
Yes. It's so good.
Their stuff was very funny, yes.
Very funny. Yep. And ahead
Can
of its time,
really.
Can
we replay that scene?
Yeah, I hate you.
Well done. So Saturday birthdays, we take a look at Liam Gallagher is 52. Okay.
All right.
Oasis singer.
Yep.
Luke Wilson is 53. I like Luke Wilson. Good actor. Good actor, Luke Wilson.
The nose.
Faith Hill is 57.
That's right.
Wonderful singer and a pretty good actor herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rob Morrow is 62.
Oh, wow.
Numbers, Northern Exposure. Another good actor. I liked him, too. Dave Coulier is 65. Uncle Joey in Full House and Fuller House and so many other things. And
voice actor.
And a great voice actor.
Yes.
Actually, voice acted. He did the dubbing for Richard Pryor. Like back in the, I think it was only for one movie, but yeah, back at.
That's
like,
amazing to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he's a great mimic, too. Yeah, he can do lots of famous voices.
Richard Pryor famously would not go back and do reshoots. He was a busy guy, and it like, look, you get me when you get me, I'm not coming back. So when there were scenes that needed to be redubbed, they would often bring in voice actors that could do the best Richard Pryor.
Yes.
Dave Coulier apparently was one of those guys.
Which is amazing. By the way, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of celebrity people who do that for a living, actually.
Yep. Some of your voices. Favorite lines out there, everybody.
They've been dubbed by someone else.
The legend Bill Murray is 74 today. Certainly one of my bigger influences and one of Second City's greatest accomplishments.
Alumni.
One of the greatest authors of all time, and certainly you can make the argument greatest author of our generation, Stephen King is 77 today.
Wow.
I love this one because it's one of the few jokes that I can make my mom laugh at. Stephen King is such a good writer and has such an amazing imagination. Even his imaginary best friend is a best-selling author. Richard Bachman, the name he went under and everything. Like, even Richard Bachman's a best-selling author.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Whether you like King or don't like King, you have taken in some of his material.
Oh, God.
Whether it's TV, movies.
So prolific. Whatever, oh, my gosh.
You know, parodies, all kinds of different things. It's incredible to think of his body of work, and I don't mean just as an author, but just his work, like where that has spread out and what that has done. I don't know whether you like him or not, you can't sit back and be like, wow, like, well done, sir. Well done. My sister recently took a family trip to Maine, and they went on the hunt for his house to see it. And I've got a bunch of pictures on my phone of her and her boys in front of Stephen King's house.
Oh, my gosh.
And my mother, I rushed to my mom to show these to her, thinking, oh, she's going to be so proud of her little girl doing this. The envy. I didn't know what my mother's face looked like envy-wise. That was it. I saw it.
By the way, two things about Stephen King. Okay, I know he's a Red Sox fan. But he's also a Twins fan. So I got to give him that. And also, if you want to read a really cool one of his nonfiction books, read Dance Macabre, which he wrote in the early 80s. Yes. It talks about what his influences were and about writing horror and stuff. It's really good. It's really interesting.
Got some great books that have nothing to do with horror.
Yep.
Some really good works.
And those are the ones I prefer to read. I was trying to find it. I think it's The Eyes of the Dragon.
Ooh, good one. My mom likes that one a lot.
And it's there's a kid that's locked up in a tower.
Yeah.
Okay.
H.G. Wells would have been celebrating a birthday today as well. 1866, passed away in 1946. The Time Machine, Invisible Man, War of the Worlds, Island of Dr. Moreau. Just so many great
grandfathers of science fiction.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. And another legend, Chuck Jones, born on this day in 1912. Legendary cartoonist. His most famous Looney Tunes, maybe you might have heard of, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig. He also created Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Marvin the Martian, Pepe Le Pew.
Man. Yes. He was the main animator at Warner Brothers, and he created all of those characters. He was one of the best of all time.
I mean, how do you just, I don't know, if you're an animator and you're going into the game, like, I don't even know, like, how you, like, that's got to be one of your biggest
influences. Oh, absolutely.
On Sunday, Bonnie Hunt will be celebrating her 63rd birthday. Yeah. Love Bonnie Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Huge fan of hers. Sarah in Jumanji, Sally in Cars, and Jerry Maguire as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of fun roles.
Mm-hmm.
The great Joan Jett.
Beethoven.
Oh, yeah, Beethoven. Yeah, that's right. Joan Jett is 66 on Sunday.
Still rocking.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Andre Botticelli is 66 on Sunday as well. Joan Jett and Andre Botticelli are the same age.
And there's a the singer for you. Yeah.
Italian tenor.
Yes, amazing.
I don't know, top five greatest voices I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible.
His version of the Lord's Prayer is amazing. Oh my gosh.
Tony Basil, 81 on Sunday. Big.
She was before she became a singer. She was actually a choreographer and an actor.
Oh, that's right.
There's a really bad movie from the late 60s called Village of the Giants.
Forgot about that. She's
in it, and she does some dancing in it, too. So, yeah.
And Tommy Lasorda would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1927. Dodgers manager, slim, fast.
I was going to say, shake for breakfast, shake for lunch, and then a sensible dinner.
Get some El Cafe in your life this weekend, all of you, and especially our long, beautiful list here of birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, they got a great fish fry that's getting more and more popular over there going on tonight. Stop on by for that. Visit our friends at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back after our news break with our star of the day coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for you. You get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Let us know when this, what theme this is. And you, if you haven't won anything in 30 days, just like that, you'll win free Culvers, a family pack of four.
That's right.
That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That's free Culvers.
Right. And I mean, you can eat them all if you want. I would recommend it.
Nice. I would right now. I would eat anything. Anything from Culver's right now.
I'm feeling a little nervous. You got really hungry people with me.
Really?
Am I turn into a turkey leg or something? I don't know.
Like the old cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Please don't do that, Seth. Please don't do that.
Well, let's go ahead and see who's going to win and be our next star of the day. Here it is. Everybody get ready to call up. Or if you're listening on the Civic Media app, go ahead and just a touch or two away getting through to us here.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
There we go. I knew it couldn't take long.
It couldn't take too long.
No.
Couldn't take too long. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
That would be the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yes. That is correct. Yes.
Nicely done. Nicely done. You knew that one pretty quick, too, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely age myself.
Oh, well,
you know,
right.
That's all right, though. And I saw it in reruns.
Reruns.
So, I mean, you know, that's
everywhere
right
in reruns,
too. Were you a fan of the show?
Oh, yes. Very much.
Very cool.
It's a very cool show. It was a really fun show, too. And it was actually yesterday in 1970 that the Mary Tyler Moore Show premiered on CBS.
So oh, there you cool. go. Very cool.
It's still to this day one of the most iconic TV shows there is.
That that first line, you know, who could turn the world on and smile?
Yeah, you don't have classic shows like that no more.
You don't have theme songs like that either, where they tell you what the show's about or anything. Like, they stopped doing that a while ago, too. It was a good one. Miss, what's your first name?
Michelle,
thank you so much for listening and playing along, Michelle. Do us a favor, hang on the line. We're going to get some more information from you, and I want to make sure I get it right because I got to get it to my agent because you are our newest star of the day.
Thank you,
Michelle. Thank you. Yeah, a classic show. One right there. I also wanted to mention, we could not do this one because I didn't know if the audience would get it. But also, yesterday, in 1975, Fawlty Towers premiered.
No one would have gotten that one. I would have loved it. I love that show.
I'm a big fan myself. Big fan. We're going to talk to Michelle. You guys go ahead and listen to a little more of Mary, and we'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR.
It all seemed worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Friday edition of the show, autumn edition of the show almost.
Ooh, almost
pretty
there.
Close.
Yep.
Ah, favorite part. Got a good one for us to dive into right here. Before we do, though, we want to send a shout out to Michelle for winning some free Culvers.
Congratulations to her, yes.
Yeah, be like Michelle. Listen next Friday for another edition of a Star of the Day with our friends from Culvers. Mm-hmm. Visit our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Wherever you're listening to us, you got a Culvers that puts back into their community, everybody. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to our friends over there on A Street. Go visit them this weekend.
Yes.
Let me live vicariously through you all. Enjoy your solid food.
Enjoy your solid food.
It's Friday.
So sorry for you, James.
It's Friday, and here's how to make your weekend feel a little longer. Here are four tips to make your weekend feel a little bit longer, and let's see if these actually work. Especially the days are not getting as long anymore.
That's right.
They're getting a little bit shorter.
Shorter as we go along. Yeah.
Floodlights.
Nice. Wow, that's number two on the list. No. Do your weekend chores during the work week. It's a little. So, sorry. Wait a minute. How does that
help
you?
You're telling us that on a Friday?
Yeah.
That's not helpful.
hey, guess what? Wednesday was the best day. What? Wait, yeah. What?
What? What? But it's past.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's a little easier to accomplish if you're working from home. That way your weekends are for you and not endless tasks. I think there's a little bit of this when you're in. For me, when I was in school, I've mentioned before. You know, I wanted to get my work done on Friday, so right. I had the whole weekend to play. I had the whole weekend mm-hmm. to have fun and everything. I think it's a little similar to that.
Yeah,
it's hard if you can pull it off.
If you can do it, exactly. That's if you have the time, yeah. Right.
Wake up early every day. You'll get more out of your days, and you don't mess up with your sleep. You mess up your sleep schedule from the rest of the work week.
Mm-hmm. Well, now wait a minute here. Didn't we have a study recently that they talked about Seth. They should actually sleep in on the weekends?
We're doing a callback on this
one.
Yeah. Because I remember that.
Getting mixed signals here.
If you need to catch up on your sleep, then you should. But if you are not sleep deprived, so most people besides James, I mean, mm-hmm. actually, that's not technically true. A lot of us are sleep deprived.
Yeah, but it's not just James.
The society that we live in. But yes, if you have a regular sleep schedule where you go to bed and you wake up at the same time every single day, you should continue that on the weekends. But if you are sleep deprived, then catch up on sleep.
That's a good one.
Yeah, whatever.
Make plans for Friday night. You'll get in something fun for to kick off the weekend. So when Saturday rolls around, you'll still feel like you have 2 weekday days left. Just
don't need to sleep in on Saturday morning.
Right. That's what. Wait a minute here.
I don't know what they're confusing.
I see what they're saying here and everything, but I kind of feel like I don't know about you guys. I like if I have weekend plans, I want it on a Saturday. Because I feel like Friday, they just tell us it's a weekend. It's not. We all work on Friday. Half your day is covered. You may have, you know, it's not really a day that you have. And when you have something tacked on to that, it just feels like another work day. I'm not even just talking about like work related things. Mm-hmm. I mean, even fun things. Like I'm going to see a concert, but it's Friday. Man, I worked all week, and now I got to go. I'm going to a show, and yes, I'm looking forward to it. But it's still like 3 hours of standing or right, whatever yeah. you know mm-hmm. it might be.
Use a lot of energy.
I'm just using that as an example. I going to a movie on a Friday night, I'm kind of like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to even do that. I'm also getting older.
That has something to do with it, too.
A little bit to do with that, too.
I'm with you.
But I do like doing things on the weekends. If I can set it up, though, I prefer on a Saturday. That's the perfect day to me to do something, because that's an actual open day. I think for some people, though, their weekend involves nothing. They just want to do nothing.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of people I know that do that. They have very, very, very busy lives, even busy compared to me. And they look forward to Saturday. That is their rest day.
That's cool.
Don't even bother trying that. For those that don't know, Jewish people traditionally on sundown on Saturdays will often not touch technology, won't answer their phones, a lot of these things. The people I'm talking about are not Jewish. They just will not. They are not touching anything. That's just, they're not touching
anything. And having if you're able to have a full day of rest, that's a good thing, I think. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people can't do that because of how busy, like we keep reiterating how busy lives are these days. But I think that if you can do it, I would say go for it.
And finally on the list, split your weekends between doing stuff and doing nothing. Meaning you spend Friday and Saturday doing things like hanging with friends, errands, and chores. And then on Sunday, do nothing as a way to, quote, reset.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's
day
right.
Of rest.
Mm-hmm.
In a perfect world, that's how my weekend usually would go.
Exactly. That's
almost exactly how my
would be nice.
I have to admit, one of the things I've pretty much, I want to say almost for 10 years, I have a class I do on Sundays. And even though I'm not with Second City anymore doing any of that, I still have one that I do with my former teacher, Brian. We do a class that's kind of a hybrid of some things. And we wanted that on Sundays because that's just what works for me. That also, that class is work and a release at the same time.
Hmm.
It's a workout for me, as well as a release, as well as kind of, you know, fun in some ways, mm-hmm. even the most stressful ones. And there's been some tense classes I've had and everything, but man, it's still a release. It's still a lot of fun. And it gives me a reset to the week. It lines up perfectly with radio for me. and doing this job. And I almost wonder, when I haven't had Sunday shows or Sunday classes, I wonder how my Monday shows are. Because I feel like I'm able to jump into, getting behind this mic again that much better because of that reset and because of having the improv and all of that we do in those classes. That's what works for me, and I'm insane. So I don't know if this is what you want to do, but it feels like a little bit of a generic list. It feels like a little bit of sometimes horoscopes can be and stuff. But I don't know. There's also a little bit I think you can take from these things.
Yeah, 100%. You don't need to be hard on yourself, James, because I think you have a plan, in general that you use, and that if you can, obviously you can't always do that, but make a plan, everybody. It helps.
One of my favorite quotes of all time, Mike Tyson, they ask him, hey, your opponent's really been planning for you, really been gunning for you. He's been watching all your tape. He knows you. He thinks that he's got the perfect way to beat you. And Mike just pulls into the up to the microphone and everything. He's like, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
That plan's changed.
I come up with these plans, but man, life can punch you in the mouth sometimes. And just like literally
punch you in the mouth, knock your teeth out.
Yep. I wanted to eat this weekend. That was one of my plans. No. This is a fun one, and I talk about this. I actually haven't talked about this in a long time, but I came up with a couple listeners recently, and so I found this one, and I thought this would be a good one to get into. I mispronounce words almost every day on the air, and I often do this. I'll do this, and one of you guys will correct me or something, and we just keep rolling. Mm-hmm. And I had a listener ask me, "Do you get annoyed by that? Does it bother you?" And I haven't been asked that in a long time, but I used to get asked it all the time because Carl used to do it. And I very openly, very real about it. I first off, I want to get it right. Second off, it's my job to get it right and to do this properly. Mm-hmm. And everything we do speak for a living, but also what I believe where radio is gone and going to continue to go and doing real radio. And in reality, people mess up words sometimes.
They sure do.
And I like the idea of people out there listening, not expecting perfection, expecting somebody that we're just in a conversation. It's no different than if you guys were in the room with us. That's the kind of radio we do around here. And as you've seen over the last 5-6 years, that's the kind of radio that is doing the most popular. Not only radio, but podcasting, all of that. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to mispronouncing words, I do think that you can do both things. I think that you can take the moment and be like, ugh. Dang it. We all get frustrated when we mess up a word. We all do. But don't fester in that frustration. Get over your ego. Get over yourself. And just go ahead and take in the knowledge and move on.
Yeah.
And learn from it. And keep in mind, your moment will come. Because somebody will mess up a word around you.
Oh, for sure.
You'll be able to do that and everything. So we're going to get into now. Now, the way they word this is like making people feel silly or dumb or whatever. We're not going that direction. We're not taking that angle on it. These are the top 10 mispronounced words that we all sound silly when we get wrong.
Yeah, of course.
Because we all get wrong at one point or another.
It happens.
And do you want to start at number 9 or number 10? Because these are actually in order.
Oh, let's start at 10.
Let's start at 10, irregardless of the numbers, because it's irregardless. Irregardless.
Oh, there we go. Really?
Wow. This is one that sounds silly, but is in the dictionary. So what is fun about these words and that they're also talking about in this article is the words that also, like the words themselves sound silly.
There's something like, about them that sounds like that shouldn't be a word. Right. Yeah.
There's a big debate about this one, because is it a double negative?
Yeah. Irregardless. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need the ear in front of it?
Yes. Or just regardless, which people have used, can use both and mean the same thing, which is very interesting. Yes.
Very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I've messed up a lot in my life, library. Library.
Library. Library.
Library.
That extra R. Yeah. That can throw people. Yeah.
It's also a weird looking word.
It does look weird. You're right.
It helps if you just say it fast. Library.
Library. Yeah.
Library.
You're right. Library. Yeah. Fajitas. Fajitas is on this list. So fajitas, but they're saying how people will say it with an R, fajitas, or I don't know.
Fajitas. I thought they were meant like mispronouncing
fajitas.
The J.
I get it. Okay, fajitas. Yeah, that's how they're doing it.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say that. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Anything with an S sound, like espresso or escape, or
where people use X's instead of S's
or K's, or
that is actually a pet peeve of mine.
Nice, good to know.
I'm gonna get some espresso.
Now I know how to get under his skin.
It's espresso. Not espresso.
Espresso.
That is a good one. As far as it's like a one step.
Escape, not escape.
Making a note how to annoy Seth.
I love this. I'm just going to sit back and eat my popcorn. No, I can't sit back and eat popcorn. Dang it.
No, you can't eat anything. Ooh, liquid popcorn.
No, my mother and father keep, especially my dad, the former athlete, Jimmy, you just need to mush everything up. Nah.
Not doing
not doing that. Quesadilla. James? Yes.
Just a side note, they do have like a Jelly Belly flavor for everything, and you could just suck on those.
Mm. That's true, including buttered popcorn.
I can't. Yep. I can't do straws. I can't do suction things and everything like that right now.
But you can just sit in your mouth.
That I can do.
That's true. That's
true. Unfortunately, it's the only thing I can really do. Quesadilla and chipotle come up on the on the list.
I get that. Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Or quesadillo.
Quesadillo.
Quasimodo dilla. Quasimodo dilla. Can I get one of those Quasimodo dillas
just,
over there?
I like the fact that you don't know what a word is, so you just like overly butcher it kind of thing. I actually like that idea.
Get it as wrong as possible.
You can. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Exacerbate
it. Yes.
Nice. Nicely done.
It's exacerbate. No, I'm just kidding.
apparently a lot of people say
pacifically.
Yeah,
yeah, if like, you're like seven. No, I'm just kidding.
But specifically, that's an interesting. Okay, I could see that. I could see that one. Mm-hmm. And the number one word on this list, frustrated.
Frustrated?
I think that's perfect.
Wow.
Now, I mean, maybe spelling it.
Apparently, that frustrated is the way that you're supposed to say it.
Oh, frustrated. Oh, that's right.
Frustrated.
Frustrated.
But I just got done saying it the wrong way. Frustrated. Yeah. I didn't even put the H in there. I just go right to it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. That's it.
I never heard that before.
I don't know if I have trouble spelling it.
Mm-hmm.
I did not even know. I don't even know if I knew that. I'll be honest with everybody. I'm not sure if I knew.
I didn't know that either, I don't think.
I could have gone my whole life just saying this the wrong way.
And no one would have corrected you, though.
No.
Because most people probably say it that way, I think. Anyway.
And I encourage people to look into this list more.
Sorry. And one more thing. I got to say it. Gen Z, it's Reese's, not Reese's.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, jeez. I've heard that one. I've heard that a couple times.
Darn Gen Z.
That's a funny one.
Anyway.
I want to remind everybody, be listening here at WFHR, because we are having a lot of fun with the Civic Media Statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest.
Woo.
That's right.
At the top of the 11 a.m. hour today and 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours, you'll have one more chance this week to be able to get in on this contest, but we'll be bringing it back next week, everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Listen, at the top of these hours, we're going to give you a keyword to text to us. You do that, you can win some cash or some gold.
Gold.
And of course, you'll one person is going to win the grand prize, a pair of tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against Nolens.
I'm with you, James. Yeah. It's yellow. It's not gold. It's yellow.
Be listening for that keyword and get it to us on the Civic Media app, everybody. And thank you so much. This has been I had the keyword this morning on WIRI. Had a bunch of people texting.
We've been getting great response from it.
Yep. Texts. Pile in.
Yeah, and we're getting bragging rights for that, everybody. So thank you so much for helping us represent Central Wisconsin here in Rapids and everything. Melissa, Seth, and James will be back. Why did they say my name? We'll be back with more show on the morning show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.